Jason Witten. We all know that he's coming back. We don't really have to dive into the merits of him coming back or not. There's been a lot of vitriol, though. There's been a lot of anger, seemingly, or a lot of incredulous Cowboys fans looking at this and saying that it's not really making them better, that it's stopping the younger players from growing. And I don't really understand the significant downside to any of this.
I actually kind of see where they're coming from as far as the... And I think they talked about this on Jam Session yesterday, and I thought Matt put this in a good set, in a good way, where they're talking about all this, and we'll get into this in a little bit, but about Earl Thomas and how it needs to be like, that's a win-now move, that's a win-now move. And Jason Witten, if that's all that comes from it, barring whatever happens in the draft, if that's your win-now move, then that shouldn't move the needle for anybody. I mean, Jason Witten is going to be an upgrade over what they have now, should be, I guess. But as far as, is that going to really make you feel any different about them winning a Super Bowl? No. There's just another leader back in the locker room, and you hope you can get, and however much playing time he has, if it's going to really amount to anything.
I mean, I just don't really, I don't see the progress that he's stopping. You know, like, I don't think that Dalton Schultz is a guy that they really are projecting out to be this special player. I think that he kind of falls in line with a lot of the rest of the tight ends that the Cowboys have drafted over the Jason Witten era, outside of the second rounders that just never really materialized here. But it's like they've constantly been going for this one type of tight end, and none of them have ever panned out. And I just don't really see Blake Jarwin. He's a player, but what did they give up to get Blake Jarwin? I mean, he was just a guy. He was out there. He was very gettable for a very affordable price. I think that, if anything, you're just adding depth to a position that was extremely weak last year. I just don't really see, and if he's not good, the team is not going to play him if he's not the best tight end. Like, I think that people are way overestimating the power that Jason Witten has in a situation like this, and who says that he's even going to be able to stay healthy enough to be able to contribute to the team where it's even noticeable. Like, there is a chance that he's going to get an injury early on, something nicks him up, an ankle or something, and he's just not going to be able to bounce back.
I feel like even after a year where they make the playoffs and win a playoff game, seeing Jason Witten come back, and I'm probably taking this to more of an extreme level than I should, but when you talk about an offseason where they wanted to make a change at offensive coordinator, they did that. You're bringing in a guy already in the system in Kellen Moore. I think some people felt, you're not really bringing in anybody innovative here. You're bringing in somebody, we don't know yet, but you're bringing somebody in who's already been around Jason Garrett, and people might fear that's going to be something similar to what we've already seen on the offensive side of things. We haven't seen a big free agent signing yet or anything. We're still waiting on DeMarcus Lawrence here. And Jason Witten, I guess you're bringing that back. I guess people are really seeing that for a team that's supposed to be in Super Bowl win now mode, there's not really anything changing in a huge way. And I know that can change overnight. DeMarcus Lawrence, you know, that doesn't change because he's been here, but that adds that to the defense, and that's one less piece you have to really worry about replacing.
All right.
If anything, you lost Randy Gregory for a little bit, and now you're looking to see what they do in the draft. I just feel like you bring in Jason Witten. I guess if you're a Cowboy fan, that's like, cool, because it's Jason Witten. He's one of the all-time greats for this team, but it's not helping your team win in any way. It may not be hurting your team either, but you want to see progression. This just feels like nothing, lateral movement.
Well, for anybody that thinks that Jason Witten is going to bring the Cowboys offense, you know, back, that he's going to bring it down, or the creativity is going to go down because he's here, I don't know that the creativity could possibly be any lower on this team as it is, and you still have the architect of the offense running the entire show. So anybody that thinks that there's going to be a appreciable difference between what the Cowboys do next year and what they did this past year, it's just not going to happen. Like, the Cowboys are just going to pound Zeke as long as they can.
Except in the red zone.
Except in the red zone, where a lot of us would like to see him more. And then they're going to be very choosy in where they're going to take shots, you know, downfield. That's just the Jason Garrett method, is do not turn the ball over. Maintain possession. Score an opportunity. Score when you get opportunities. You got playmakers on defense now to where you can flip the field and just grind it out with the run game and with the dominant offensive line. That is the philosophy. That is not changing anytime moving forward. And anybody not wanting Jason Witten back, he is 100% a valid weapon for Dak Prescott. Like, you're saying that basically you get off the street a Hall of Fame tight end, another weapon for Dak Prescott. Maybe it works out, maybe it doesn't. Really, at this point, I'm not willing to go any more than 50-50 on him having any impact on the season, but it's worth a try compared to going out and getting a Tyler Eifert who's always hurt, you know, and you're going to be paying about the same money probably. The guys on the roster, as you saw the combined stats from last year, they're below league average. You know, this is a opportunity to add some talent, and it really doesn't cost you anything in compensation. So I really don't see a downside for this at all.
One thing I'm also interested here with this move coming back is having a year removed from the game. And we see how guys might miss a year in sports, Tommy John surgery, ACL, whatever, and they'll miss a year recovering,
rehab. Almost built in if you're a good pitcher now with any longevity.
And if you're an athlete, especially in that sport, where these guys always talk about just the violence of the physicality and all everything. Wonder if Jason Witten, let's say, you know, keep in mind his age and everything, but he has that year off. And I'm sure he still works out and does whatever, but it's probably not the same that you would do on a football team during the season. If he comes back and looks like a completely rejuvenated player, has better numbers. He had 63 catches for 560 yards and 5 touchdowns in 2017, his last season here. It would be very interesting to see if he comes back and has just a tremendous year for his standards. Let's just say over expectations. If that's something that this sport, other guys might look at, hey, I take a year off, I go do something else, make some money, get some broadcasting reps, whatever it might be.
Almost like a coach to where you go to the booth for a year, go to the desk, and then you find a new job.
Exactly, and that might work in that kind of sport. I'm thinking in terms of football because your body gets to heal for that year. You're not taking hits. I'm just curious if something like that would turn into something else for that sport if something happens in a really good way for Jason Witten.
See, I just think that it's, at his level, I think it's still going to be rare because he's so old. And most players just don't play that long, like whether physically or mentally, you just don't want to do it anymore.
And not all have the financial lockup in this sport where you can do that and take a year off. You know, you're still trying to make the money when you can. It's kind of hard to make the argument when you're 26 years old in your prime. And you're trying to step away for a year hoping you're going to be good when you're 28.
The example and the outlier is Le'Veon Bell. He's absolutely going to be rejoining a team this year, maybe Philly. You know, there are a lot of teams that could certainly use him, and I think a year off for a running back in his prime, I have a good feeling that he's going to be able to get back into shape pretty quick whenever the time comes, and he's transcendent. You know, so maybe for some guys, they may be more willing to take a year off, especially the top-tier guys that, you know, he got franchise tag. Like, he was making a lot of money there for a minute. And I think that if guys have a little bit more money, they might be, as a way to negotiate, say, look, I will sit out a year. You know, I will make things happen. I will be Antonio Brown. I will be a Brad and force a trade. You know, there's lots of ways to think about that for sure.
It's just, I feel like when you're looking at it in this sport, I'm just curious how this will pan out where you have that year off. And you know, again, now it's moving on from Jason Witten. It's just going forward and seeing how he tunes in with a new, you know, Dak Prescott was still fairly young last time he was here. There's another year of Dak, another playoff run. They're more playoff hardened. They've had more of a upgrade in the defense last year. The defense, Leighton Vander Esch, everything.
It's a different
Jaylen
team
Smith,
from it, 2 years ago.
It's a whole different look, and I can just completely understand his side of things when you're looking at, okay, this team's gotten a whole lot better since I was last year. And then, of course, you mix in the broadcasting side of things where people weren't a fan, and that's a whole different issue. So that's opinion. It's okay. But with Jason Witten, I completely understand why you want to come back, because we hear about that all the time in sports where they step away and then they look back and say, well, what do I do now? That was what I've done my whole life. It's got to be kind of scary. I mean, if we stop doing radio tomorrow, you know, 2 years from now, a year from now, we're going to be listening to the radio at some point and going, man, I sure miss doing that. I sure miss doing the Sports Center updates. I sure miss hosting Saturday Sports Brunch.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, it's like, I completely understand that when you're from Jason Witten's point of view. Like, hey, that's
fair enough. Yeah.
Especially when you hold that kind of power in that locker room as a leader. And it's got to be hard to get away from that.
Well, and he's such a beloved figure. Like, Jerry, anybody you talk to that's out there all the time tells you that Jason Witten is, you know, the third son. You know what I mean? Like, they absolutely love him out there. DJ Ringenberg, Taylor Phillips with you here, talking Cowboys, talking Jason Witten. The thing is, though, the way that Jerry has been talking about Dak lately, I think that Jerry might like Dak even more than Witten at this point, the way that he's been talking about him lately.
I mean, with Dak, it's one of those things where he just keeps saying, hey, they always like to throw the we got him in the fourth round line at you, which it's fair. You got a steal there, and it's worked out pretty well. But
technically, yeah.
But
they lucked out.
But
there's
still plenty of people who feel they need to see more from Dak Prescott. And until there's an NFC championship appearance in there, it's kind of hard to really overly hype Dak because we still haven't seen the success pay off the way they talk about it.
Well, Jerry was talking on NFL Live on ESPN, and he was just absolutely gushing over the guy.
If we were sitting here this afternoon and tomorrow, and he was out on that field getting ready to go in the draft, and I had the number one pick, that's who'd get that pick in this draft. Mm-hmm. So that's what I think we're looking at, except we've had 3 years of really getting to know him. Yep. We're a fortunate franchise to have Dak Prescott, and we're going to build around him for the future.
I love the answer there of just, the guy in the background. Yeah, okay. I'd take him number one. No, you wouldn't. Come on now.
I mean, this is why I'm me and he's Jerry. Because, I mean, I'm just dumb business guy here. But it seems pretty counter to everything that you would want to do in this situation whenever you're about to go into a negotiation with a guy to where the fundamental purpose of Jerry Jones' job is to get Dak Prescott signed for a number that's fair to the quarterback, but more importantly, is fair to the team and to get him as cheaply as possible, you know, because you're trying to have as much room to add other pieces, yet people are calling out Jerry like, what an idiot, like he's bidding against himself and he's driving up the price. Anybody that doesn't think that Jerry knows exactly what he's doing in situations like this, in business negotiations, I think you're just so playing checkers when he's playing Uno or some other weird game that who knows. Yeah, just because he is so savvy, like he is so
checkers,
on a next
we're
level.
Playing Uno.
Yeah, or spades, or who knows.
I was waiting for chess there. I like that, but it's. I guess it helps also when you're Jerry building that relationship. You never hear him out there ripping a player, and even he might be overly praising a player a lot of the time. But it doesn't hurt your locker room. It doesn't hurt the confidence in your player, especially that position. The more confidence he can have, it's great.
I guess, but who is he selling Dak to? Like, he's on this offensive about how great Dak is, and everybody's split on Dak. You know, I like Dak. I think that Dak is the future. I think he's worth that investment. Plenty of Cowboys fans don't. But Jerry doesn't have to sell Dak Prescott to the fans. Like, that's not what Jerry does. Like, that shouldn't be what Jerry has to do here, because Dak Prescott keeps winning, then there's not going to be anything you can say that's going to be negative against him. Really, there's not anything you can say negative against him right now. I think if you're just being realistic for a quarterback 3 years into his career, things are going pretty good for him. And I think that the Cowboys realize that. I think that they're doing everything they can now to try to get this deal done this offseason, because I think they believe that he's going to continue to get better. And I think they feel like if they don't do it this year, then it could cost them more next year.
Is Jason Witten going to get an honorary Pro Bowl, like Dirt Guy in All-Star Game?
He might.
It's going to happen, isn't it?
Well, the NFL's not smart like the NBA, so they don't recognize stuff like that. So that's why I would say maybe it won't happen. Also, NBA players actually like going to All-Star Weekend, I think. Some of them, at least. Maybe not the old-timers that have done it 10 years, but no one wants to go to the Pro Bowl, even if you are getting some sort of special recognition.
If it's his last year, he's going to want that last moment in the sun if the Cowboys don't make the Super Bowl. And he's going to want to get that time out there. Then just watch it. Tony Romo is going to come out, and he's going to put on some pads. He's going to throw one pass to Witten in the Pro Bowl. Called it.
It could be. It will not be as special as Dirk in the All-Star game. It won't be 1% of that if that were to happen.